I to like $8.
What?
For the vegans and vegetarians.
Yo, yes, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
And the thing is, it's like, this is for anything and everything. Like, it's...
What's good? My name's Nuria.
And my name is Caroline. This is the Cathartic Experience.
Two therapists talking about life
in an unfiltered way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh my goodness. Wow. It's early Saturday morning.
Yes.
And we're trying to gather our bearings. So we thought this would be a good time.
Yes. To have a lot of things to do today as well.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Finalizing office things.
But what is it not busy?
It's always busy, just busy differently, basically.
Yeah. So today's episode, we're still going down the conversation topic of money, but we're talking about money within this specific generation and how we are all kind of a little f***ed.
So you just went straight for the jugular.
Yo, actually though, we gotta let these people know that we share their lived experience for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so before we delve into that, though, how are you doing?
Good. I'm getting into learning art therapy and things like that, which is fun. I'm trying to do the real estate thing. It's hard out here. It's really hard out here. And it's on theme for today, but how are you doing?
I am doing okay. I'm still finding a way to balance everything. It feels like there's always... Something to do.
You recently told me, today you told me you have 36 emails.
Yeah.
Which is insane. And mind you, that's for one email.
No, and
address.
And one email address. And I have like 3-4 email addresses.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's like, I keep getting bombarded with stuff. And I'm at a certain point where it's like, do people just wait till retirement before their life quiets down? Like, is this what it's gonna be until things become silent?
No, this is too much.
Because it's not like I meet many grown people who aren't busy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can't continue at this pace. It's a lot.
It's all too much. It's all the way too much.
Right. So I'm trying to manage. I'm trying to find a way to rest more because this life is so demanding.
Trying to find balance as well. I know that these are like your building years, like your 20s and 30s and 40s, you kind of slow down and then 50s and 60s, you kind of like prepare for retirement. But it's like, we also need rest. And this is also a lot, you know what I mean?
I'm tired.
We need rest. We need leisure time. We need a break.
I'm saying, and I don't remember the last time and my therapist asked me this. She was like, when was the last time you just lay down and stared at the ceiling and just purely stared at the ceiling?
Yes.
And I was like,
when you were a child, is that
like, I was like, wait, what are you talking about? Stare at the ceiling.
Yeah. Who has time for that?
Yeah, because I'd be thinking about 10 million things I have
to
do.
Even if I was sitting on the floor looking at I'd be thinking about the things that we need to do.
It's a mess.
It's a whole mess.
So we're trying our best. But today's topic, the economy, hello.
Yeah.
Especially within the last few years.
Especially within the last few years.
What on God's green and blue earth is happening?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like as soon as the pandemic hit,
it just worsened. It got low, but then it got high.
Crazy high.
Yeah.
To the point where people just can't afford to live on the wages that they make. And the thing is, the wages aren't changing, but the prices of everything else are.
Everything else is, yeah. So things like just the you know, food. You need food to live.
You need
basic basic biology. You need to eat. But when the prices of everything has gone up,
right?
You know what? Your $50 doesn't go as far as it used to,
right?
So it's like, what is one supposed to do? And you're right. The wages haven't changed that much.
No,
that much.
Not at all. And it's like they increase it in ways that are almost embarrassing. Like, what do you mean a 50-cent increase?
Yeah,
or like a $1.50 increase. Like, if you want people to survive, increase it more.
No. But or the slap in the face is the shrinkflation, which is that they shrink the amount of product in the item.
Yeah.
So for like your chips, it's like instead of like a third of or 3/4 of the bags, it's like half the bag. So you can't even really tell, but it is shrunken, but the price is the same. But it's crazy.
It's crazy.
And it's remember the lettuce issue with like where there was just no lettuce and lettuce jumped so high to like $8.
What?
For the vegans and vegetarians.
Yo, yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
And the thing is, it's like this is for anything and everything. Like it's crazy. It's because
every area.
Living.
Yes, just living, period.
Live and housing has been absolutely insane. Like pre-COVID homes were like yeah. 400, 500, still climbing, but mm-hmm. during the pandemic, people were bidding at least 100K over asking. Over 100. 100 is usually minimum, like, that they were bidding. So that was crazy.
Yeah. It feels like just we're living in, like, another dimension. It just feels so...
Strange.
And,
and something that a lot of older people dismiss or minimize is the effort we put into the work we do will not reap many benefits.
But the thing is, we're not whining, but it's like, do you see what we're up against?
Right?
Like when you were 20 or in your 20s, you bought a home with your wife on what, like $5 an hour, and the house was about, you know, 3 times your income, and you were able to buy that house. And even though you got a loan for, I don't know, 10%, of the interest rate, but it's like your house, the value of your house wasn't $700,000.
Right.
The minimum wage hasn't gone up high enough to make it make sense.
And that's the thing. Even when my parents...
It's not even $20. It's $15.
Yeah.
It's $15.
When my parents bought their home...
And mind you, that's high because Canada, but or Ontario anyway, but it's like, ooh. Anyway, when your parents bought their home...
They, I think it was $300,000. Around $360,000 at that time. Yeah. And they only had to put like 5% down. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't no crazy 20%. It wasn't any crazy like interest rate and things like that too. So it was very affordable. But something that hasn't changed,
but that's their income. That's the thing, though. But it was such a, you know, it was my parents did the same too, and it was such a big part of like, I guess the Canadian dream, right? Like you come here, you work hard. If you work hard as an immigrant, you're going to be able to have that dream. You're going to be able to buy that house and have your kids, you know, go to school and, you know. But it's like these days, what are immigrants coming into?
Right.
If you're not coming here with at least $100,000 to $200,000, how are you supposed to, you know what I mean, buy a home here? Like it's just crazy.
And the thing we've started to see is that a lot of people are headed back home.
Yeah.
A lot of people are headed to different countries. A lot of people come here,
they get their PR, and then they just go to another country.
Right. Because it's the cost of living is not it. And then we wonder, and then they're asking a whole bunch of people, especially the younger generation, why are you so depressed and anxious?
Yeah.
Do you see what the fuck they're up against?
Just work harder. And it's like... But we're up against a lot, mind you, on top of it, student loans, especially for people who went to another city or went to another, you know what I mean? Another province to study. Like, you can come back with hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loans.
Exactly. And the thing is, who do we, like, the increase in side hustles and multiple jobs has been absolutely wild. I've met so many people who have something else going on top of jobs you think would actually make them a lot of money. Yeah. Like I've met engineers and things like that who are working skip the dishes on the side or doing some other job on the side to save what they call spending money.
Because outside of their professional jobs.
Right. And imagine this is also... this kind of work hard mentality is also leading to a lot of burnout. So it then is. People just are more miserable.
It is. And so it's, I mean, it's such like a, it's such like a systemic issue. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, we shouldn't, even the rents, let's not even lie about that. Like, rents are up. Like, when I mean up.
Crazy
up. Crazy up. And it's like how, and it's like, no wonder our generation is the most depressed generation, you know, in the last like 100 years. Cause it's like we lack hope, you right? know? Right.
Cause like a studio right now
is at least 1300.
I've seen 17.
Yeah.
I've seen 1700.
I believe it.
For a studio.
For a studio.
What?
For a studio.
Like, your bed and kitchen are in the same room, but that's $1,700?
Yeah.
That makes no sense whatsoever. That is crazy.
No sense whatsoever. And so, of course, we lack hope. Of course, we're more depressed. Of course, you know, more people are completing suicide because it's just, what am I up against? It's right. just, it feels like a big wall and just, doom and gloom. And so
it's a lot, but I know that, and it's really interesting because something that I've reflected on as all of this is happening is that now more than ever community is becoming mm-hmm. so important. Yeah. Like for me, when I moved into the home almost two years ago now, it became clear to me that I did need to increase my sense of community mm-hmm. to kind of help support me in, you know, paying the mortgage and stuff like that. So I have 3 roommates mm-hmm. And I'm going to have 4 soon.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
those people are in a circumstance where they have access to a home. They have mm-hmm. access to their own bedroom. Yeah. They have access to their own bathroom, mm-hmm. to like other people too. And mm-hmm. it actually doesn't feel burdensome.
Yeah.
Even though I don't like it when they talk to me hella early in the morning.
Because they stay doing that.
They're still, like, it brings a sense of cohesion. And I think a really toxic thing we've normalized in the Western world yeah. is that it has to be your achievement.
Yes.
And only you could achieve it. So mm-hmm. when people think of, oh, I want to buy a house, it's like, me and my partner have to buy a house. We, only this one
yes,
unit
yes.
could buy a house. But yes. I've always believed in, like, communal living. I've always loved the idea of even, like, intergenerational living. Having, mm-hmm. you know, family members yeah. of multiple generations under yeah. one roof.
Yeah, and I think for our generation, I think it's going to be also shifting expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, like, do you... Yes, it is one of your goals, but it might be not right now. It might be maybe in 5 years, mm. Maybe in 10. In what way, you know, could you shift some of those expectations? And what way maybe is, you know, a condo instead of a starter home mm-hmm. might be your starting point, but you might get to that house, but maybe in 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there is... you know, a glimpse right. of hope, a glimpse of, like...
Right, and it's really having us reassess our yeah. values, I think.
What are the things that are important to you?
Yeah, what are the things that are important? Like, for example, if you have to shift into a condo, what are some of the positives about yeah. being in that space? Because it also comes with its own bright side that you may not be able to see. Mm-hmm. And...
Well, home ownership also mm-hmm. comes with, you know, its own bag of things, you know, like property taxes and maintenance gosh. And repairs, and, you know, your name is on it, so you need to make sure that everything is in order all the time.
Right.
Versus when you're in a condo, like, you're not responsible for mowing the lawn, removing snow, fair. Repairs, da da da. So it's like, you have to assess these things and be realistic. Right. Right? It has to be realistic.
It has to be yeah. realistic. And I've heard of people nowadays where they join with a few friends, like yeah, close friends, and they yeah. buy a property together.
Yeah, I have clients do that. They buy a duplex together, so they split it in half, right. or just being creative with what we do. Some people don't mind moving a little bit outside of the city mm-hmm. if it means that they're going to get, you know what I mean? Something at a...
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, just be creative. Shift your expectations. consider, joining forces with someone else, if you have that type of relationship. And it's not going to look the same.
It isn't.
I think that it looked like for our parents, but I think it is somewhat still achievable.
But yeah. I think if we think back to like the Friends era, mm-hmm. like for a while, what was actually promoted in the media is people living together, mm-hmm. even if they weren't relatives or, you know, related by blood in any way. You know, Friends was how many? Five people in an apartment?
Yeah, I think five people. Yeah, but also, side note, they were in New York. The way that, you know, at some time, like, they didn't all have jobs and all of that. Like, that wasn't realistic. But just having many people living together, yes.
Right.
Yes. Breaking it down. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think,
so like, it's not just one person.
Exactly.
But I think it's because we live in a society that is so centered on, like, the individual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you obtain home ownership, like,
right?
Instead of like, oh, together we were able to achieve this common goal,
right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, I think when we were in Haiti, there was a time where my parents, even when I was younger, it was me, my parents, and then they bought a house with a set of friends, and it was the woman, her husband, I believe it was their child as well. And then we also had our grandma in the house.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
In fact, it for me, it was almost easier because I always had a play date, buddy. So they got along very well. So it's like, it doesn't have to be this burdensome, well, you have to do it all alone in
all
order
by
for
yourself,
it to be valid.
Yeah, or just you and your partner.
Right. Because it actually causes people... money is the number one stressor.
Yes.
So why aren't we strategizing more in terms of that to reduce
finding
the cost of living?
Finding creative ways, yeah.
Right? Yeah. But yeah, and something I see a lot, which is what we're going to talk about next time, is that in order to cope with the doom and gloom, especially of the economy, a lot of our clients actually self-sabotage more by spending well out of their means.
Well, we really mean well. Like,
out of their means. Like, racking up the debit, the
credit cards.
Lines of credit.
Using, student loans to buy, you know, pay for things that they don't really need. Just kind of like going the opposite direction. But I think there's this kind of like this movement of, I'll never obtain it, so let me just do whatever.
Right, but that's so reckless. It's like if you have a limp in one foot, and instead of like coping with that or learning how to manage life, you're like, well, I can't walk properly anyway, so let me just shoot myself in the other foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I could just not walk at all. Like it sounds weird when I say it that way, but some people cope so much through finances and through being reckless with their money that it actually just puts them in a worse spot, because obtaining home ownership, even though it's going to take a longer time, there's more logistics.
Yes, you need
you
more
may have
of down
to
payment.
Move. Yeah. You still need money.
Yeah.
To do that.
Mm-hmm.
So being reckless and doing this kind of self-sabotage thing is just not a cute look.
Right.
So
we'll talk about that next time.
Right.
Yeah.
So something we want you to, you know, reflect on is, you know, I think what is one way you can navigate the economic givens of today's time?
Yeah.
And it can be creative. Be creative about it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you strategizing when it comes to the people who are around you? Are you strategizing in terms of how far you stretch your coin? Are you thinking about those things?
Mm-hmm. Your future self.
So that we'll leave you with.